The scent is getting strong. I guess he must be close. Oh, there you are. Come here, honey. Come nice and slowly. Come to mommy. No, no, don't even think about escaping. Don't. You can try to run away, but I'll quickly find that nobody in this world can outrun me. When I have my eyes set on something that I really, really want, I get it. And you, sweetheart, you are definitely something that I want. Something that I really, really want. Just give up. Come here, sweetheart. I'll be gentle with you. What the hell? Why are you shaking? And what? Are you about to cry? What is wrong with you? Calm down. You think I wanted to kill you? Never. I would never kill you, human. Why would you even think that? Yes, maybe I am a wolf, but I do eat meat. Not human meat, of course. That would be sick. I mostly eat birds or wild animals. My expression. You thought I looked predatory? Well, yes, because I was looking at a very delicious-looking human. Someone that I would love to sink my fangs into. What do I mean? Oh my. You are so, so sweet, dear. I can explain to you exactly what I mean. But before that, do you care to tell me your name? Well, what a cute name you have. How did I find you? Well, I was just minding my own business. Sniffing around for any sort of fun. And then I found a trail of footsteps in the snow. Not paws or some sort of animal. It was human, and it was roaming in my territory. And at first, I thought maybe, just maybe, I could scare them off, and then I could go on with my life. I can always just hide in the bushes and growl and snarl. That would scare you off, wouldn't it? But then, it would be dangerous if you had a weapon. So I decided to watch from afar. I got on my hands and knees and kept my body low to the ground. I followed the trail, listened to how the wind moved, sniffed the air for your scent. I made sure to see that you weren't armed, and I confirmed that you were not a threat. But as soon as I followed your footsteps, I found a small tent with not a single human in sight. But something caught my eye. Or should I say nose? It was your smell. No, I promise I'm not calling you stinky, darling. It's just that, you see, my sense of smell is much, much better than yours. It's actually better than most of my kin. And, well, before I could realize, I was inhaling all of your scent. And my body started to feel so, so warm. It was very nice, you know that? But then, I guess good things don't last very long, do they? I heard a branch snap, and it put me right back on alert. And you were coming back. So I had to run away right into the bushes nearby. And I hid there for hours and hours, watching you, waiting for you to finally sleep for the night. I went back to my den, but my mind just wouldn't shut up. I couldn't stop thinking about you. I thought about staying and observing you, but my pack would have gotten worried about me. They would have searched for me, and I might have put them in danger. I might have even put you in danger. So I went back to them. But all night, I thought of you. So when I woke up, I decided to go back. I wanted to see you, but you had already left. Your tent wasn't there, and your fire was long gone. There wasn't even a trace of your scent in the air. I must have been hours too late, so I gave up. But then, yesterday, as the sun started to set, the birds were noisy and there was a smell in the air, a column of smoke from a fire, and it smelled like human food. I thought maybe it would be you. But then I realized maybe I was being wishful. I doubted you would come back, but I missed you. I missed you very, very much. It was already late, and I knew if you saw a wolf girl just appearing in front of you, you might get a little startled, wouldn't you? If you had any weapons, then you would likely use them on me before you ever asked me a question. So I decided to ignore it. But then I came closer. And finally it hit me. Oh, your scent was so, so strong. It was impossible to lose, and I wanted to find you. And that's how I got here. I hunted you down, and I missed how that smell made me feel. And finally, I met you. looking right into your eyes. Why do you look ashamed, huh? What? No, I don't mean it like that. Your scent isn't displeasing or anything. It's quite the opposite. Most humans smell weird. Always covered in all of these perfumes or colognes. Some sort of product you use to cover your own smell. And it makes a sour type of sweat that has no desire to me. But yours is not like that. It's strong and it smells like a real man. It makes me feel like I'm having butterflies running around in my tummy. What's so strange, huh? Of course I would love a smell like yours. And if any other girls of my pack were to get a good sniff, they would agree with me. You smell like something a woman wants to bite, but not to eat. Something I want to pen down, but not to hunt. I want to get physical, but not to fight you or hurt you. I don't want them to steal you from me, okay? So don't let them sniff you. No, honey. I promise you, you are already mine. Come on, don't try to resist. Just come to mommy. Oh dear, this is just what I needed. You smell wonderful. No, I already told you that you can't go anywhere with a smell like this, so strong and so concentrated. It can only come from a male that has been without a mate for a very long while. You're definitely single, aren't you? Well, you were single, and now you are mine. Yes, a wolf like me can notice these sort of things. Also, you were alone in the forest for what? The second time this week. What kind of woman would be so careless to let her mate just wander alone, so far away from her? I know human women can be cold, but not that cold. No, once you become my mate, I'm never letting you get this far away from me. I'm not letting you sleep at night without me wrapping my arms around you. Aw, you're not so against the idea of having me as your mate anymore, are you? You seem to be warming up to me. That's good. Just let it happen. Let me take you, honey. No, you don't have to be afraid. I am nothing to be afraid of. I'm not going to hurt you, darling. Not your heart, nor your body. Just give me a chance to make you love me, dear. Now you've got me bleeding like a puppy. You shouldn't be so heartless, you know that? Oh, thank you, my love. I'll make sure that you never, ever regret this decision. You'll be the happiest man in the world from now on. Oh, and of course, you will make me the happiest woman in the world, honey. Oh, you're already making me so happy. Just letting me sniff all of that delicious scent of yours. Oh, this is the best. I'm sorry if it's strange to you, but for us, this is just like holding hands or showing affection. It's just natural to me. It feels so right. So you like it? That's a good boy. What do you like about this, honey? The way that my face is pressed against your chest. When my nose and lips graze upon your skin. Or maybe the sound of my fluffy ears rubbing against you. The way I hold you. Or maybe all of that. Oh, you're such a good boy for mommy. You're so honest. So eager. Such a good boy. You're the best, the best, the best. Truly the best. My friends will all be so jealous. If they try to take you, then you have to say no, okay, dear? You need to be faithful to your loving wolf mommy. You are my human. My delicious human. Good. Oh dear, you truly are the best. Will you always be faithful to me? Please say you'll be faithful. I love you. My perfect man. My sweet, perfect man. Oh, I just can't get enough of the scent of yours. Oh, it's driving me insane, you know that? And now knowing that I have you all to myself, my mind is going insane. I just can't stop thinking about you. Sorry for rubbing my fur right into your body, but it feels so good to rub up against you like this. What? Are you asking me if I'm in heat? Isn't that obvious? I feel like a man like you is smart enough to know. I wouldn't be rubbing up against you like this if I wasn't, would I? I wouldn't be desperately claiming you. I don't know if you noticed, but when us wolf girls get quite excited about their mate, we make a bit of a mess. I know I've been holding you tight, but I might need you to move a little bit. I'm feeling a bit warm down there. You know what I mean, don't you? I don't know if you've ever been with a wolf girl. I assume you haven't, but when we're night and in the heat, we have this raging, burning sensation that we need to be bred. And if we're not, then it's miserable for us. I'm in constant pain and discomfort. And the reason why I'm here, the reason why mommy wants you, is I want you to breed me. I want you to put me out of this pain. I want this good human of mine, my precious boy. I want you to breed me. You're willing to do that, aren't you? I'm begging you, honey. Begging you. No, I promise you don't have to be afraid. I'll make it easy for you, okay? Just let me spread my legs for you. Just like that. Anatomically, I probably look something like what you're used to, don't I? Everything down there shouldn't be foreign to you. Unless maybe you never even had sex with a human woman either. Have you ever bred a human woman? What? You don't have to be embarrassed, you know. I'm just honored enough to be able to say that I'm getting bred by a very handsome human. You can take your time, you know. Enjoy. I just want you to put it in, okay? I want you to put it in and breathe me. Please. You're much bigger than I thought you would be. I always thought that all the rumors weren't true. They always say that humans have bigger dicks than wolves, but I didn't think it would be this big. Human. Human. You're being so gentle with mommy. Oh, so gentle. Let me guess. You like mommy to take control. You can be rough with me, you know that. Us wolves are. We're built to be fucked. We're built to be bred. There you go. I mean, you're not gonna be stronger than me anyways, but... too loud, you meant. We don't need to alert my pack. You know, if they come over here and they see me being bred, they're gonna be jealous. But what? Are you gonna try to fuck all of my friends too? You told me you'd be loyal, human. I want you to be loyal. And only fuck me, okay? Only me. Yes. I want you to come in me. I want you to breed me, human. Breed me, okay? Thank you, human. Thank you. I feel so relieved. And it feels so good to have your comb dripping out of me. Oh, I'm such a mess now, aren't I? Such a mess. Anything.